Collingwood winners by 42 points at the MCG over Port Adelaide. And it was a tough day at the office. As we head down to the rooms, Dan Houston joins us from the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Dan, thanks for joining us. Where did it all go wrong?
G'day, guys. It was a tough one. We started pretty well, and then after that quarter time, we got smacked around the footy, and then on the playaway as well. We looked at some few stats just before in the review, and they got us, not only in the contest, but then outside they outnumbered and got the ball going forward.
Dan, I thought your game was pretty solid, mate. 28 touches off half back. Even to a stage that early on, we had total ascendancy out in the middle of the ground. We pinned them in, we scored really well. They pinched a couple of late, but even early in the second quarter, we kicked the first two goals. But from there on in, it was something like 11 out of the next 12 goals. So what's Ken said post-match in terms of that? Because from the outside, it just looked like we tried to play the same way when there were moments where we had to actually just take some time, take the tackle, and try and rest ascendancy and take the heat out of the match.
Yeah, you're right, Travis. I think they handled our pressure really well and we didn't handle their pressure. And then after quarter time, I thought they defended well and took the corridor off us a little bit too, which is, how we like to play an offense. And yeah, ultimately we couldn't get the ball out of our sort of back half, and they kept it in, and it's a tough game to play when you're trying to score from your back half all the time.
Yeah, exactly right. We've just had a couple of callers through. Obviously, fans are frustrated because they all want to win the flag tomorrow. But is there a bit of work needs to be done on sort of when it's not our way, how we scrap and still get a result?
I think so, Chatters, but a week's a long time in footy. I think last week we showed that we got dominated in the stats and we were able to win, and this week we weren't. So I would say a huge red flag at the moment, but it's something that we need to work on when it's not going our way. Can we hang in there long enough until we can, get going again? And obviously today we couldn't.
Then, just trying to get to their level. They're the reigning premier. What is it that they did that we need to get to?
I think it's hard to say. Obviously, we've just finished a game of footy. It's about 15 minutes after, but I think with what they do, they're very predictable with what they do with the footy and how they, outnumber. And I think if we could take something from them, it's probably that contest-to-contest work rate that really stands out for them and something that we probably need to work on to go to that next level.
Yeah, agree with that. I think you're right. There were several moments where you did see quite a few outnumbering moments there. I thought young Burgoyne, probably his best game on the wing for us.
Yeah, I thought Jason's really good. I thought he was really good last week too. For someone his stature, he runs really well and he's good in the air, which is, what you need to be at this modern day winger. And I thought a little positive out of a tough day would be, Jason's game and his game for the last few weeks has been really solid.
Couple of late injuries for your mob as well, Miles Bergman and Jason Horne-Francis. Are they limping around in the rooms? They look okay?
I don't know the full details yet, Treaders. I would love to tell you, but I don't know the details yet. I think Jonesy may have had some ice on his hamstring. I'm not sure about Berg. I'm not sure about Horne-Francis either.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Dan. It's a bit of a tough one post-game, but we appreciate you fronting up after that loss. 42 points at the G. Best of luck next Friday night against the Saints.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, cheers. Appreciate it.
Dan Houston, it's a quick turnaround, 6 days, and they'll front up again under the primetime lights of the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, against the Hungry Saints, who didn't fire a shot.
Yeah.
In a way similar to Port on Thursday night footy.